And we're going on with the next barrier, which is closely related. It's an attitude of unforgiveness to other people. And this is terribly common in the body of Christ. I want to show you what Jesus said in Mark chapter 11 and verse 25. Mark 11 and verse 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. All right. This is when we are in the attitude of prayer. Jesus says, before you start to pray, check. Is there anybody you've got something against? Why does he say that? Because if you pray with resentment and unforgiveness in your heart, that resentment and unforgiveness are a barrier to the answer to your prayer. So Jesus says, if you want a clear communication channel with God and openness to receive what you pray for, before you pray, if there's anything in your heart against anyone, and that leaves out nothing and no one, forgive, then pray. I want to tell you that forgiving is not an emotion. It's a decision. It's a decision of the will. I've explained to people sometimes it's like having IOUs from somebody else. Forgiving is tearing up the IOUs. That's what it is. I was teaching once in a place, and I was speaking particularly to wives who've been mistreated or abandoned by their husbands. And I pointed out that even though they might have been very wrongly treated, they had to have an attitude of forgiveness toward the husband. And I said to some such imaginary wife, I said, you may have in your hand a handful of IOUs from your husband to you. I owe you love, I owe you support, I owe you care, I owe you provision in many areas which he hasn't provided. Now I said, those IOUs are legal. They're absolutely legal. You can hold on to them. But before you decide to do that, remember that God up in heaven has in his hand a lot of IOUs from you to him. And God says, in so many words, let's do a deal. You tear up your IOUs, and I'll tear up mine. But you hold on to yours, and I'll hold on to mine. Well, in one of the parables, the proportion that Jesus gave is somebody owes you $17, you owe God $6 million. So, you know, forgiving people isn't being super spiritual. It's enlightened self-interest. I mean, anybody that won't let $17 go for the sake of being forgiven $6 million hasn't any business sense. That's all. So I said, if you want God to tear up his IOUs from you, you tear up your IOUs, whether it's from your husband or your parents or whoever it may be. Well, at the end of my message, I'd just finished preaching, and I didn't quite know what I was going to do next. And down the middle aisle came a very smartly dressed young lady, I would say about 30 years old, very sophisticated and self-possessed. She marched right up to me, looked me full in the face, and she was radiant. And she said, Mr. Prince, I just want to tell you that while you were preaching, I got rid of about $30,000 worth of IOUs, turned around and walked out. She got the message. She didn't need counseling. She didn't need prayer. She'd done the right thing. All right, so we're going to take a few moments now to deal with resentment and unforgiveness in our hearts. This is the way we'll do it. We'll just take a few moments, and I'm going to pray for the Holy Spirit to show you if there's some hidden root of bitterness in me. The Bible says if there's a root of bitterness and it springs up, it will defile many. And then you're going to make a decision to tear up those IOUs. Many of you young people may feel that your parents haven't treated you right. Unfortunately, that's very true in many circumstances today. But let me point out to you that the first commandment that carries a promise with it is honor your father and mother. So again, it's a question of enlightened self-interest. You don't have to agree with everything they do, but you have to have an attitude of respect toward them. I have never known a Christian truly blessed in God who had a wrong attitude to his parents. Never. It is an essential requirement for the blessing of God. I'm not speaking only about a wrong attitude to parents or husbands or wives, but those are some of the commonest. So I'm going to pray now and ask the Holy Spirit to show us if there are areas of unforgiveness in our hearts and lives. Then I'm going to lead you after a few moments in a prayer of forgiveness. Holy Spirit, we ask you now in Jesus' name, speak to the heart of each one here. Show us if there are areas of bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness, and make us willing to forgive. Now, the Holy Spirit may give you a specific name or names or a specific situation. Now, I want you to say this prayer. Lord, if there has been any resentment in my heart, any unforgiveness, any bitterness, I renounce it now. I lay it down. If anyone has ever harmed me or wronged me, I forgive them now, as I would have God forgive me. Lord, I forgive them. In your name, Lord Jesus. And I believe you forgive me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.